It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. After this morning, Dr. Husing hits the midpoint of his series of segments over the past and next several weeks, defining the 12 economic zones of the Inland Empire that Dr. Husing says offer competitive economic advantages in business, commerce, education, housing, and other aspects of family life over the coastal communities. Next week, we're going to begin with the six economic zones of San Bernardino County. After this week, as we wrap up the six economic zones of Riverside County. In earlier segments, Dr. Husing has talked about the Western Edge, the city of Riverside, the South I-215 corridor, southwestern Riverside County, and the Pass area. Today we're going to talk about the Coachella Valley. And of course, the question is the Coachella Valley the Inland Empire or not? Dr. Husing says in some ways it's its own world, but in other ways, and increasingly in the future, the Coachella Valley's economy is going to be integrated with the Inland Empire's economic future.
Well, the Coachella Valley, in many respects, is a separate world because it's desert. But in that respect, so is the high desert of San Bernardino County. It is less connected today than it will be, because once the Pass area begins to build out, if you're on the 10, you're going to keep going east, you're going to land in the Coachella Valley. Mm-hmm. The Coachella Valley is also seeing a change in where growth is occurring. It's now occurring more at the eastern end of the valley. So it's the Indio, Coachella, La Quinta, with developers even looking at Thermal and Mecca. And then there's the whole question of the fixing of the Salton Sea, so that doesn't become a detriment but rather an advantage by turning part of that into a freshwater lake that can be used for recreation. Huge project is underway now to analyze the economics of whether that's going to be feasible. It is looking like it may well be.
What is the Coachella Valley's advantage as an economic zone of Riverside County?
The great advantage is history. Hollywood found the Coachella Valley, and Hollywood found Palm Springs, and Hollywood visited there, went there, located there. And so you have a tradition of a relationship between L.A. County and the entertainment capital of L.A. County, as well as the Coachella Valley. That then gives you the history of golf, which grows up then into a huge retirement community. It's also a great community for snowbirds who come down out of Canada and the Northeast, where they're freezing to death. And you had a lot of first wealthy, now upper-middle-class folks who come down and spend the winter months down in Coachella Valley. But in addition to that, you're also developing a more robust full-time population that lives in the valley. It's up to about 440,000 people living down there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think a lot of people realize that the city of Indio is twice the population of the city of Palm Springs. And
yeah.
Indio is the largest city of the eight cities that line the Coachella Valley.
Nine cities.
Not the nine cities, all right.
Yeah. And you're right. It's the only city, actually, of over 65,000. And the importance of that is, am I right on that?
I think next is Palm Desert, and that's like 50-something.
You're right, it is.
Cathedral City and Palm Desert are both just like over 50,000. So.
Yeah, and Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Cathedral City are all about the same size. Mm-hmm. But no, Indio is by far the biggest city, and also now the fastest growing. And it's and the land area that's down in that area is now starting to be zoned, and you've got a large project called La Entrada that will be built in Coachella, very large project. You have another large project called Travertine that will be built on the Salton Sea south of Mecca if, in fact, we end up seeing the sea being secured. Mm-hmm. That's, and all of that is really tied into the natural outgrowth of Southern California. So the economy there is unusual in that the rhythms of it follow as much a national as it does an Inland Empire panel, because tourism is so fundamental to the valley, as well as the retirees. Mm-hmm. And so that is an economic base really unlike any other section of Riverside County.
And as you mentioned, maybe 20 years ago or 30 years ago, it was a drive out to Palm Springs. And in the future, it's going to be one big continuous city.
Yeah, the other thing that it really has going for it increasingly is the popularity of Palm Springs International Airport. The number of passengers going in there has been growing dramatically. Mm. I now, for myself, will go sometimes to Palm Springs to get a flight out because of the fact that Ontario had an abbreviated flight schedule. Mm-hmm. And particularly in the winter months, you could get places because the airlines were serving the snowbirds during during the winter months. And so you had connections to places that are really better than frankly trying to go to LAX if you have to go to places like that.
So in those ways, the Coachella Valley is really integrated into the IE economy.
It is integrated, but it is right now still separate. However, over time, as I say, over the next decade, particularly the western edge, just outside of Whitewater, is going to increasingly find itself caught up in the same set of forces that have driven the Inland Empire traditionally, just simply because once you go through the pass, the next place in line, the UP Railroad goes through there as well. You've got a lot of land in places like North Palm Springs and Desert Hot Springs. My own guess is you're going to see the logistics industry go out there once it's built out in the valley, in the same way that it'll be moving north up into the high desert in San Bernardino County.
Next week, Dr. Husing starts the 6 economic zones of San Bernardino County. John Husing is the chief economist of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.